This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Thousands of protesters, including teachers, students, parents, and pro-democracy activists, marched in Hong Kong last Sunday. They were protesting a plan to teach Chinese patriotism classes in Hong Kong schools. We don't want brainwashing, we want the truth, these girls say. Organizers said 90,000 people marched to the government headquarters, but police gave a lower estimate of 32,000. The Hong Kong government says the classes are meant to build Chinese national pride. The government plans to require the classes in elementary schools starting in 2015. But the government is urging schools to voluntarily launch the program when schools reopen this September. The curriculum includes a teaching booklet called The China Model. It praises the one-party rule of the Communist Party. It says nothing, for example, about the crushing of pro-democracy protests in Beijing in 1989. Ting Quing Chun has been teaching primary school for 38 years. He says he was not persuaded by the booklet. I don't even believe the content myself, so it's difficult to teach my students, he says. Chun Yip Long, a 9-year-old student in the march, said, China wants to unify Hong Kong. Our next generation only knows how great China is, but not the bad stuff. Protester Paul Jung, a parent of 2 children, says he worries that too much one-sided education is not good for the mental development of young people. The protest was another sign of public concern about what critics see as the Chinese government's interference in the former British colony. Britain returned Hong Kong to China on July 1, 1997. China promised to let the territory largely govern itself. Last month, more than 100,000 people joined a pro-democracy march on July 1st. It was the largest such gathering in 8 years. Many of the protesters demanded that the city's new leader resign. Leung Chun Ying took office earlier that day. He was chosen by a mostly pro-Beijing committee. Willie Lam is a China specialist in Hong Kong.
People in Hong Kong, including teachers and parents, have lost trust in the disinterested or neutral nature of the Hong Kong government regarding education, regarding the media and so forth. So they are afraid that the CY Leung administration is enforcing orders by Beijing to try to promote loyalty to the Communist Party, loyalty to the Chinese administration, instead of trying to impart knowledge about China in a fair and open-minded manner.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. I'm Steve Ember.